Heavy shelling and gunfire continue Friday in the Liberian capital, Monrovia. Monrovia awoke Friday to the sound of mortars exploding in the city's diplomatic quarter and elsewhere. Observers on the ground confirm that this is the heaviest shelling since Monday, when aid workers estimated 100 civilians were killed. The Royal Institute of International Affairs Head of Africa Programme and a former member of the UN Panel of Experts on Liberia, Alex Fiennes, tells VOA the main rebel group, called Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, is staging a last-ditch offensive to capture the city.
It's becoming quite clear that at least Sekou Kone and some of his military commanders are trying to capture Monrovia by force. So clearly they are aiming to oust Mr. Taylor and then be the authority in Monrovia that would welcome in a stabilization force. This is probably a desperate last chance of the rebels to try and get Monrovia through violent means.
Regional peacekeepers have been committed to Liberia, but are yet to arrive. At least two battalions of Nigerian troops are on standby, but a meeting to finalise arrangements for their deployment is not scheduled until next Monday. But the head of the UN Refugee Agency, Ruud Lubbers, alarmed by the extreme gravity of the situation Friday, appealed for the immediate deployment of peacekeepers. Royal Institute's Mr. Vine says the rebels have no agenda beyond ousting President Taylor.
They haven't really had much of a vision except for the removal of Mr. Taylor. They don't really have a political agenda and manifesto to talk of. Myself, when I've been in lurid areas earlier this year, I was struck that these rebels didn't really have any long-term vision. And I think that's reflected in the behaviour pattern that we've seen over the last 5 days with what the lurid has been trying to do in Monrovia.
President Taylor has said he will step down, but not before peacekeeping forces have been installed. Spokeswoman for Doctors Without Borders, Chris Torgerson, told VOA Friday the renewed fighting has worsened the already dire situation in Monrovia.
It continues to deteriorate when civilian areas of the city continue to be hit by both random gunfire and mortars. It's especially troubling when a medical facility, these are two of the only functioning facilities in the city that are able to cope with war wounded.
After a week of fighting, both food and drinking water are in short supply, and aid workers are warning of an impending humanitarian disaster. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.